Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
All right, Pastor, good afternoon to you.
A very good one. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Uncle T, are you well?
Yeah, I'm well.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us once again. We are going to be having the last of our discussions about the new earth. And, you know, Jesus says, "Behold, I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." That's according to Revelation 21:5. Now, what does it actually mean that he is making all things new, Pastor? What will the new earth be like then, if everything is new?
Well, I think we need to bow our heads in humility. Hmm. Admit that we do not understand, but we need to believe by faith that it's going to be good, simply because of the man behind it.
Yeah,
we know the person, and we know that we have walked with him, so we can know that it will be good. Hmm. But the Bible, we can simply go through some of the symbolism that has been displayed. I want to stick to Revelation 21 because we don't have all the time.
All right, all right.
And he says in verse number 23 of Revelation chapter 1, the Lamb is its light. So we want... We South Africans, maybe we will appreciate it even more. There will be no load shedding. The lamp will be the light. So there's no the DA won't have a chance, or any political party for that matter, to criticize the government.
Mm.
But, you know, on a more profound level, it means the devil will have no chance there to bring darkness into our lives, because the Lamb will be the light of the New Jerusalem. And he says, and the nation of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory and honor to it. So there will be no chance for anyone to bring glory to the devil. So that is what is more attractive to me. And then it says, the gates shall not be shut. So there will be no barriers. And earlier on, the Bible says, there will be no sea. In other words, there will be no division. There will be no limitation, except the only limitation is that we will not be God.
Okay.
But we will be everything that greatness would try and describe.
Mm.
So that is what is new. Then the Bible simply said, those who are found written in the book of the Lamb will enjoy this one. And then in chapter 22, remember, in the beginning, we messed up because of the tree. Now, in verse 22, the tree, we now have access to the tree of life. And that means no more chance for the devil to place, I mean, to take us, to tempt us through, to take from the tree, because we will just be eating from that tree that will give us eternal life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hope, because I don't want to talk about the golden streets so much.
Yeah.
Because you can have the gold and still have misery.
True, true, very true, actually.
Yeah. So, yes, the streets of gold, we will enjoy them. But what is more important to me is to have the Lamb be my God. And yeah.
All right. Now, Pastor, tell me, what is, I'm going to say this in the African way because I'm an African. What is the significance of this belief to the Seventh-day Adventist faith?
You see, I'll go to Cape Town in order to come back to Pretoria.
That's all right.
You know, people are criticizing us by saying that we are a cult, and they write and speak on public media and so on. They say we are not Christian because we keep the seventh day as holy. They make us heathens. But I've come to proclaim to them that nobody preaches Christ like the Adventists do, because we emphasize the salvation by grace, but on top of that, we preach the resurrection more than any other Christian group, if I may claim that. Someone may correct me, that's fine. But even in our name, the Adventist, we believe in the coming of the Lord. Now, it is very important because it defines us as the people who are not just going to end in the grave, as the people who believe that things will change someday and very soon. And we are the people that proclaim to the world that, look, we are distinct in that because the doctrine of that says we are going to heaven when we die nullifies the blood of Jesus Christ, because they believe that, no, you just simply go to heaven. In other words, you have eternal life in yourself. You can't just die, you just get transformed. We believe that you are going to die, and symbolizing the second death. And then Jesus Christ, and Jesus only, is the only one who is eternal. And he's the one who owns heaven and will want to bring his children to be with him. Now, it makes us distinct in that sense,
yeah,
that we don't believe in the immortality of the soul. We believe the second death does exist, and only Jesus can give us this new life and usher us into the new heavens. While other people are already in heaven, we are waiting for him humbly in the grave and while we're still alive. So it is distinct for Adventists.
Yeah, no, beautiful, beautiful, Pastor. Well, I'm going to ask you to, as we close off today, you know, points of emphasis, anything that you would want to, you know, umpago mofaho, you know, but course, as we are letting this subject go for this week.
I would like to invite us as Adventists, as much as we have been called in Revelation 14, Revelation 13, to proclaim, as the people who will warn the people against the deception. Great. And we are there. We believe in the judgment that is coming in Revelation, and we are to warn people. Let us connect with the Lamb today, so that when he comes, he will not be a stranger. Let us appreciate the truth that God has given us, but beyond that, let's live it. Beyond knowing the truth, let the truth live in us. let the correct doctrine translate to Christians, to us becoming humble people, loving people, starting with our own families. And that will go a great way in witnessing more than us explaining the prophecy of Daniel and Revelation. I pray that each one of us may be touched by the blood of the Lamb so that we connect today and tomorrow, as I've just said. It will be a continuation of a relationship. We are in courtship. Let us be faithful bride as we are waiting for the wedding day.
Beautiful.
Let us be the humblest people, the most loving people, the kindest people ever. We need to be people. Let the light of the Lamb shine in us, in the workplace where we are, in the schools where we are, wherever we are.
Beautiful, Pastor. Thank you so much for joining us. We do appreciate your time, and the blessings to you and from where you have taken from. The Lord bless your ministry and your family at large. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Same to you and to our listeners.
Lovely. Thank you.
Right.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.